When Benito Mussolini led Italy into the Second World War in June 1940, he imagined himself stepping onto the stage of history at the perfect moment. Nazi Germany had crushed Poland, overrun Denmark and Norway, shattered France, and driven the British army from the European continent. To Mussolini, the old balance of power seemed broken beyond repair. Britain stood defiant but isolated, while France, Italy's old rival in the Western Mediterranean, appeared defeated and humiliated. In Rome, the fascist dictator believed that the war was nearly decided and that Italy had to act quickly if it wished to claim a share of the spoils. He did not want to be remembered as a spectator to Adolf Hitler's triumph. He wanted to be remembered as the founder of a new Roman Empire. Yet Mussolini's war in the Mediterranean was born from ambition far greater than Italy's actual strength. Fascist propaganda had spent years describing Italy as a revived imperial power, heir to the glory of ancient Rome, destined to dominate the sea that Romans had once called Mare Nostrum, our sea. Maps, speeches, parades, and schoolbooks all repeated the same message. Italy was not merely a European country but a civilizing empire with a historic mission. The regime pointed to its colonies in Libya, Eritrea, Somaliland, Ethiopia, and the Dodecanese Islands as proof that fascism had restored national greatness. But beneath the grand language lay serious weaknesses. Italy's industry was limited, its armed forces were poorly coordinated, its equipment was often outdated, and its economy was not prepared for a long modern war. The Mediterranean was central to Mussolini's dreams because it seemed to offer both glory and opportunity. From the Italian peninsula, the fascist regime looked south toward North Africa, east toward the Balkans, and west toward France's colonial possessions. Control of the central Mediterranean could threaten British sea routes to Egypt, Malta, Cyprus, and the Suez Canal, one of the most important strategic arteries in the world. The canal connected the Mediterranean to the Red Sea and the Indian Ocean, linking Britain to its empire in India, the Middle East, East Africa, and Asia. If Italy could dominate this region, Mussolini believed, Britain's imperial system might be weakened or even broken. However, geography alone could not win a war. Italy possessed a powerful navy on paper, known as the Regia Marina, with modern battleships, cruisers, destroyers, and submarines. It also held bases in Sicily, Sardinia, Libya, and the Dodecanese, which gave it a commanding position across the central Mediterranean. But the Italian navy faced serious problems. It lacked aircraft carriers, had limited radar, suffered from fuel shortages, and was often constrained by cautious command decisions. The Regia Aeronautica, Italy's air force, had many brave pilots but relied heavily on aircraft that were already becoming obsolete. Meanwhile, the Italian army was large but uneven, with units that varied widely in training, mobility, leadership, and equipment. These weaknesses mattered because Mussolini's Mediterranean war demanded speed, coordination, and logistical mastery. Unlike a campaign fought on a single front, the Mediterranean struggle stretched across sea lanes, desert roads, islands, ports, mountain passes, and colonial territories. Troops in Libya needed food, ammunition, vehicles, and fuel transported across waters vulnerable to British submarines and aircraft. Garrisons in East Africa were isolated once the war began because Britain controlled the surrounding seas. Campaigns in the Balkans required supply lines through rough terrain and severe weather. The war Mussolini wanted was imperial, theatrical, and expansive. The war Italy could actually sustain was much narrower. At first, the collapse of France seemed to offer Mussolini an easy victory. On June 10, 1940, he declared war on Britain and France, announcing that the hour of destiny had struck. Crowds gathered in Italian squares to hear him speak from the balcony of the Palazzo Venezia in Rome. Fascist newspapers celebrated the decision as the beginning of Italy's great imperial moment.